ability to go walk right to the edge of the structure and look down and peer down onto the neighboring property. So he's really centralized that structure in the center of the building, and he is proposing, as I mentioned, landscaping completely around it. He's proposing the same type of scenario to the lower deck area, which is that area you come out on and walk up the spiral stair to get to the swim spa. That has a glass panel railing around it, and will be completely landscaped to create privacy around the perimeter of that area, again, so that it does not have an impact on any of the adjacent properties. I think a lot of the discussion here has been, okay, it's a roof deck. When we talk about roof decks, especially in the R1, R2, in the residential zones, we think about, I've got a roof deck, and I'm 3 feet from my neighbor's property, and I'm standing on that roof deck, and I'm peering right through the window of their bedroom. That's not what's going on here in this project at all. You have to remember, we are six stories, 80 feet in the air. We are far removed from any development around us. We are far, with regard to our sound, with regard to things that are happening on that roof, with the buffering that happens around us, and with the existing noise that's taking place on that roof already with regard to all the HVAC equipment, the impacts are almost immeasurable. The additional height as a result of this, when you're talking about an 80-foot building, I would dare any of you to stand back and measure this building and tell us that when we add that, when you were to add that railing and that swim spa, how much higher that building got. You have to remember how far removed this proposal is from the surrounding land uses to really, really understand that the impacts are very, very much negligible. What Mr. Sanchez is also putting forward tonight is some things that weren't proposed in the initial application at all, which are community benefits. They're not necessarily directly tied to him, to the pool or to the swim spa structure, but they're things that he's offering to the community to help show that he can provide community benefits along with this project. And some of the things he's already mentioned, but what he proposes to do, as I mentioned already a couple of times, is he's creating a green roof. That is a very encouraged thing on high-rise structures in today's world. High-rise structures, most high-rise structures that we work on these days, they have holes on roofs, they have green roofs, they have roof decks. That is what high-rise structures have. This happens to be a high-rise structure, a little bit of a unique location, but what his request is here this evening is very much in character with the type of building that exists and legally exists in this location. But he's also proposing a series of camera systems, as you heard that was described, both that can both be utilized for security and also for information for the community. He's going to donate that to the community, to the city. He's even willing to work with the police department to allow the police department to have access to those cameras from a security perspective. What he's also doing, and if you visit the site, is he's renovating the building. He's absolutely completely beautifying this building. He's working on the facade right now. He has other improvements that he's proposing. He is also going to the extent of doing new landscape improvements at the grade level, the access to the boardwalk. You can see the little rendering here as well. He's proposing the landscape to the entry point where the ramp is up onto the boardwalk at this location. While those items are not, again, specifically tied to the roof area, they're all things that he's proposing as part of this overall project, if he's fortunate enough to receive approval, that he's willing to give back to the community, showing you what effort he's put in, how important this is to him to be able to try to gain this approval. I have to go back and iterate. You have to really look at the context of this, where it is. It's not in the neighbor's backyard. It's 80 feet in the air. I would say if you walk around that building right now, you don't hear those 21 HVAC systems running. There's no way you're hearing it when it's 80 feet above the ground. He's adding a pool and a couple of his friends. You're not going to hear them. If they're yelling from the roof, okay, maybe you'll hear them. But guess what? If this building was 3 stories lower and it was a regular deck, not a roof deck, and you're yelling from the deck, you're going to hear those folks too. That's just the nature of being in a residential community. But the impact of this, because of where it sits in the air, are so minor, we don't see what the negatives are associated with the granting of the improvement. Now, albeit we are in concerns because of the fact that it's an existing non-conforming structure. So we do have to put forward purposes of the Municipal Land Use Act that are pertinent to the application. We believe that this project rises and falls on the creation of a desirable visual environment through creative design techniques. Mr. Samchuk is putting forward a number of elements that I've already described, the landscape roof, the landscape at grade, and the redo of his facade, all new nice glass railings around the perimeter of the roof. From a distance, the roof is going to look more beautiful. I don't think anybody can debate that. And the impacts of having people on that roof, we believe, as I said, are negative. So we believe that that purpose of zoning is very much advanced with the application, which satisfies the positive criteria for the granting of the use permits. With regard to the negative criteria, is there a substantial detriment on to the zoning plan and zoning ordinance? Well, you have a unique scenario here because you're in an R1 zone and you have a high-rise building. Pretty unique for this community or any community to even have that scenario. So this is a bit of an outlier. So does it impact the zone plan and zoning ordinance? I would argue that it does not, because where it's positioned on the lot does not, the swim spot does not require any setback variances. It does not change the coverage variances. All the things that are associated with your zoning ordinance, it doesn't affect any of those things. The only reason that it's not permitted is because it's on the roof. If you were to take that swim spot and put it on the ground, it would comply completely with your land use ordinance in the R1 zoning district as well. So for those reasons, we do not believe that this has a substantial negative impact to the zone plan or zoning ordinance. And I have to stress, the test on the negative criteria is there a substantial negative impact. Not is there an impact. Of course, putting somebody on that roof and having them yell off the roof to their friends walking by would have an impact to a neighbor. But putting somebody on a second floor deck of a single family residential house that's right next to my single family residential house has the same impact. So now put that guy 80 feet in the air and have him yell, he's got to yell a lot louder to annoy the guy next to him. So you have to weigh that. Is this proposal a substantial negative impact to both the zoning ordinance and also to the public good? And with regard to both of those problems, we do not believe that this request is a substantial negative impact. Based on that, we believe that the positive and the negative criteria are established. We believe that the changes that Mr. Samchuk has made and the offerings to the community that is proposing the application far outweigh any potential negative impacts or detriments that the application may cause. And I go back to this. If this were a brand new building being built today, this would be proposed on this roof. That is what happens on high-rise structures. It's an outdoor living space opportunity. It's out of the way. It doesn't bother anybody. And that's why roofs or high-rises are utilized the way that they are. And that's why Mr. Samchuk is proposing this as a use for himself.
Going back to the issues of cameras and internet.
Yes.
We believe that the cameras is a benefit to the city.
Absolutely.
Because it will now provide access by the police to what's going on the boardwalk, what's going on the pier. And the pier is technically an attractive nuisance. We've had over the years people breaking into the pier, guys riding their cars off the pier. So this also provides that type of a benefit. So the police have an ability to track down, come out and take a look at our video, tied right into their system and work on that. The same thing with the internet, completely tied into the city of Ventnor so they can do waves, currents, special events, websites, etc.
Yes, Mr. Samchuk is going to work with the police department and the IT department of the community to establish cameras on the building that can be used by the community, correct? I just want to bring up one more example because I think it's important. This just goes to the impact question. The architect, I think, did a great job of developing some pipeline drawings, some sections, just to give you an idea of the scale of this. I mean, this is a person, just as an example, this is a person standing on the boardwalk. That's their sight line, and they're on the ocean side of the boardwalk. That's their sight line looking up. They actually can't even see the top, or just miss the top railing that goes around the roof deck. So if there's a person standing there, can they see their head? Yeah, they'll probably see their head. But that's how centralized this is. If you go to the opposite side where a person can stand on the ground because you've got buildings close, so you really can't get that far from the building, where a person can stand on the ground, you're looking straight up, you're seeing nothing, as Mr. Samchuk already described. So those sightline drawings, I think, really tell a good story, that this really is centralized And, you know, I keep going back to the impacts with this application, we need more, very, very minor, especially with the changes that have been made and the buffers that's been added.
And the buffers are a major issue, because, as people say, gateway, Cambridge Avenue is a gateway to the pier and everything else. So now have, instead of dirt and gravel, to now have a landscape area, potential dog park, et cetera, where people pee and poop already, that you can now use, much needed benefit again at that Cambridge Avenue location?
Yes, they're all benefits, that's correct.
I don't have any other questions, Mr. Barnhart.
I have, the original application indicated that there's going to be a spiral staircase. On this application, it says it exists now. So was a spiral staircase built, or was this in error?
There was a staircase spiral already in place.
Okay. And the other thing was, I may have missed it, because I had a poor hearing. The lift, that was proposed, the original, and is still proposed now.
Yes.
Can we talk more about the lift?
Yeah. So, get close. So, every year, it gets a little harder to walk upstairs, and I have a back issue. Again, personal issues. The lift just allows an easy access to be able to get up and to get down. I still have a stairs, I still have an emergency egress, and I have all the requirements for fire and safety as well there. And that's primarily what the lift is for. It's actually a handicap lift. You can put a wheelchair on there.
Is that why you're putting this on?
Yeah, I have issues. And it's going to help me, and it's going to help do what I need to do, and it's going to go a long way.
The other issue that the chairman raised was about having inspection, plumbing, electrical, and all that.
Sure.
Have they gone up and kind of checked it out, or is that going to come later on? When would that come?
We get approved, we have to then turn in construction plans back to the building department for them to do the inspection. The renovations that we're doing to the outside of the building have been permanent.
Correct.
So those renovations are ongoing at the present time.
And we did have an engineer come in. He had us open up certain areas within the building, went through all the entire basement, made sure that that the structure can support the process. But yes, everything would have to be gone through, a whole new set of plans submitted, and approvals based on all the bylaws and laws of the engineering that would be required.
There's one thing that has not been breached is description of what this thing is going on the roof. Nobody has told us a thing about it.
It's a spa that is a swim spa. So there's a current that pushes against you, and you actually swim.
Well, how big is it? How many gallons is the hole?
It's approximately 19 feet long.
Oh, it's 19 feet long.
Yeah, and it's 8 feet wide. Well, it's not 8 feet wide.
It's an infinity pool.
What's that?
It's an infinity pool.
It's like an infinity pool, but it's got a little hot tub in the front, and then it's got the swim spa.
Right.
Yes.
So it's 19 feet long.
Yeah, and it's 7 feet wide.
7 feet wide.
Yes.
Okay.
How deep?
It's 4 foot deep.
And that's about 2,000 gallons?
I think it's more than that, actually. Exactly. But it's about that. It's
okay. And 9 pounds a gallon?
Yes.
That's over, it's 4,000 pounds. 9 times 4 is 36,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's
you're way 18. Off. You're right. Way, it's 33,000 pounds. No, I'm saying you're very close to this weight.
Yeah. It's around 18 tons.
So it's about 30,000. It's less than that, but you're in that realm.
So
we had the engineer come out.
Right.
He literally went through. He literally, when he was done, he said, buildings are not built like this. They never will again. The steel that we have encased in concrete, the thickness of it, the health of the steel. He literally had us go to every corner where these beams would have to be supported.
The issue is not the corner. The issue is the purlins of the roof. The roofs carry the dead weight.
Right. So what he came up with is that what we have is we have six main beams that come all the way to the roof lip. And those six main beams have the ability to support based on lateral cross, and lateral across, they have now the ability within that web to be able to support that.
You got over 20 tons of it. By the time you're done, you have over 22 tons of it.
So again, he came through, what he said to me when he did his calculation, you could put 5 more floors on top of this building and not even blink. Again, he said, the year this thing was built and the way they built it, they do not do this anymore. In the past, the way they would do is they'd have big steel on the bottom. Every floor, they would come less and less. This one, solid all the way through.
But that's columns. It's not the roof thing.
It won't be primarily sitting on the roof. It'll be sitting on a web. So it'll have steel and steel.
Okay.
And then within the web, you will have a stainless steel plate. It will be sitting on the plate. It will not be on the roof itself. You'll have a space.
Okay.
I mean, he went through this thoroughly, and they really went through it with a fine tooth comb.
Right.
But your points are off.
Well, my weights are pretty.
Oh my God, you were really spot on. Close.
Did the engineer come here last time?
He did.
And who else did you have?
I had the architect, the engineer, and you know, to go through to make sure that any questions were asked, they would really come through and be able to answer anything that you may have or any questions.
So, you said you're going to put trees and stuff up there?
Yes, sir.
How are they going to be secured?
So one of the ways that we thought we're doing it is we don't really want, I mean, we would like really beautiful trees, big, big, heavy trees. So they'll be in concrete containers. And then there'll be some sort of bolting system that will do to the steel that will be the girders that will be running. So we'll tie off on that. We don't want to tie off to a parapet. You can't tie off to anything. You got to make sure it's on the, they call it a monolithic process. So everything is tied into each other. So it's a stable.
So my concern is I've worked for the city and saw many storms. And saw many things come off the high-rise roofs,
yes,
including rails out of the concrete. So we all, most were hit one night. And that's my concern that I have.
I can do anything you want with the shrubs or with the trees. That's why you're going to really put it like that. Yeah.
So. Even the railing has been, has the engineer looked at the railing and its ability to withstand hurricane winds?
Yeah, so the engineer did go through and looked at the railing, looked at the wind loads against the railing, looked at hurricane proof on the railing system. They actually came up with an 1.5-inch thick rail system.
Okay.
So it is, you could take a 2x4 at 200 miles an hour, shoot it at it, and it would shatter it, it wouldn't break it.
Okay, if we could move this along. If you still think this is testimony that you need, fine.
If we were answering your questions, throw this question.
If not, then move.
I'm sorry.
We're ready to move on.
Okay, then move on. Let's move it on.
We don't have any more testimony, so come to the board or come to the public.
That's it. Board members, any questions?
You haven't thought much about this project.
At this time, I open up to the public. The public portion is now open for comment.
Okay, Mr. Sill, come up. We'll just remind you you're still sworn in.
Thank you.
I don't have to do that for the third time tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Before getting into the particulars, I think it'll be helpful to point out that 111 South Cambridge is a 7-story tall building which was built in 1940 as a special exception. Under the special exception, the 7-story tall building was built in R1. In which buildings are restricted to a maximum height of 35 feet. As a result, the existing building sticks out like a sore thumb. A legal sore thumb, but a sore thumb nonetheless. And as Roger McLaren pointed out in his memo, what we're talking about here is a D variance of a non-conforming use. And for that, special reasons are required. It is the applicant's burden to show that special reasons in order for the board to grant relief under subsection D. This isn't a C variance. This is a D variance. This is as big and as hard a burden as it gets. And if you listen to the testimony tonight and you read the application, the only special reasons that are given are found in the application in which, in the narrative, which says that the proposal, it says that, I'm sorry, The narrative states that the proposal is solely for the benefit of the applicant's use, when it states that, quote, "The variances can be granted as a swim spot is for the owner's own personal use." Along that line, I did a little research, and the Grand Cayman hot tub spa that you're putting in is in fact 19 feet long, and it seats 8 people. So that to me indicates that this isn't just for one individual's use, it's for multiple individuals' use. And so there will be multiple individuals on the roof. It's been, a couple of things have been said tonight which I find hard to believe. One of them was that, I believe the statement was that you don't have to worry because if you're up on the roof, because residences are far away from the building. That simply isn't true. You go across Marston Street and it's completely residential. You go in any direction and it's residential except for a few buildings, large buildings. What we're talking about here is clearly a case of what does the meaning of a D variance mean? Is it enough to say that I'm going to plant some trees, that I'm going to let you use my camera to be construed as a public benefit? I don't think that matches the intent of the ordinance, or the policy or the ordinance, or the goal of the ordinance. Just one second. What I did was I took one of the sketches that you used in your application, and you can tell me if it's not the sketch, but it truly is. And what I did was I just, this is their building, and everything that's hatched, that entire hatched area, shows how much taller the building is over all the residences around it. And to say that people, when you have people up on the roof that are utilizing it, and from this drawing, it does not seem that there are the barriers that we were told about today. It just seems like the only visual barrier is the only visual barrier is the 4-foot windscreen. So, for all these reasons, I have to say that I urge you to deny this non-conforming use D variance.
Before you go, can I ask a question? Did you recall being here last month when you had the conversation? Last year, when you had the conversation, you talked about noise attenuation, location, and site view.
Yes. Yes. I also said. I mean, we can get into who shot John.
No, I'm just saying, do you remember that conversation?
We're not going to have...
I don't want to have...
He's entitled to that cross-examination.
He's so. Caution. But...
Mr. Samchik had indicated that you had a conversation dealing with three potential issues, which, if he could address, that you could possibly then support the application.
There were more than three potential issues.
Okay. When we did speak, you did share three things that you said.
Yeah.
You would that.
I was 13. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Okay. The other thing is that this helps. Okay. You were talking about this. We are in the middle of
the... We're not on the
record. We're not on the record. And I will recall Mr. Samchik.
We're not on the record. And let's just... if anybody else wants to talk,
let's see if there's anybody else in the public before you close the public.
Okay, fine. You know, and that's if you want to cross them. Otherwise, we're going to have to get this to a vote.
Let's deal with the public. Anybody want to see if there's any other neighbors, any other way?
Well, we're going to do that right now. Right. So, hold your water here. Is there anyone else in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing no other comments, seeing no requests, the public portion is now closed.
Let me bring Mr. Barnhart back up quickly.
That's it.
John, let's just discuss location.
Sure.
Go back, indicate where we were then, where we are now.
So this spot structure in the prior application was essentially against the back wall. The conversation that we just had with regard to saying it's nowhere, it's not your residential, or it's not near the neighbors. From a horizontal perspective, of course, there's houses right across the street. That's not what I was discussing. What I was discussing is where it physically sits. If you were to draw a line from a person standing here to a front porch of one of the residential properties around us, it's a far distance. So if you were to have a single family house on this property that had no nice open decks and had a pool in the backyard and met all the requirements of the R1 district, the impacts to those neighbors would be the same. It doesn't change. There's still people in the yard, still people playing in the pool, there's still people on the decks. They're enjoying their property on the beach block. The fact that it happens to be up in the air gets those people away from the neighbors, and it's less of a conflict or less of an impact to the neighboring properties. That's what I was explaining with regard to the distance from your other residential.
And the positive and the negative, once again, just reiterating.
Under the planning use law, when you have a use variance or a de-variance as such, and yes, it is the highest burden of proof, you have to put forward a special reason. It's in this planning use law, there are a number of them. We put that special reason forward, which was the creation of a desirable visual environment through creative design techniques. He is beautifying this building in a number of different ways. He's putting elements within this project that are benefits to the community, and when you put all those together as a package, we believe that far outweighs any of the potential negative impacts to the zone plan or to the public good based on all of my prior testimony.
Negative wise, do you see any type of negative impact on the community or the character of the neighborhood by this new project?
As I've said multiple times, the impacts that come from this project would be the same if this was a single family house. This is a small swim spa with an outdoor living area that's way up in the air, way away from everybody. If you bring that down to grade and you tear this building down and you build a single family house, I would argue that the impacts coming from the use of that space, even if it was a second floor permitted deck and a pool in the backyard, would be the same or greater to the surrounding uses, to the surrounding residential uses than what we propose by having that element 80 feet near.
Based on your 30 years experience, R1 district, lack of neighbors also say something about the project?
That's correct. If there was a lot of concern about this, as you saw from the prior application, there were a number of neighbors that were concerned, and they showed up and they never spoke about it.
I don't have any other
questions. One question. How many months of use is it going to have per year?
Say it again, Mr.
How many months of use is it going to have per year?
Probably 4 months or so. You probably get end of May and then maybe into the early September.
So it's not going to be an enclosed heated structure, you're telling me?
Nope. No. It's a.
For the record, it's not an enclosed heated structure.
It is not an enclosed heated structure. It's outside to be used during the good weather months.
Okay. The same radius, 200 feet, were noticed?
Yes.
Of course, yes.
Okay. Are you complete?
We are complete.
Okay. Board members, any further questions? Leo, you're up.
All right.
I have to phrase a motion in the affirmative.
Okay. All or not. So this is a D2 variance for the expansion of a non-conforming use. We're in the R1 district, so the use isn't allowed. So when you expand it, it's called a D2 variance for the expansion of a non-conforming use.
Now, is the building non-conforming currently?
Yeah, we're in the R1 district, which doesn't permit mid-rise buildings, so the building's non-conforming. So when you put the rooftop, the pool, and the railings and everything, that's you're now expanding the non-conforming use, which requires a D2 variance for the expansion of non-conforming use. It's also a height variance, a D height variance. The height requirement is 35 feet.
Right.
Obviously, they're already above, well above 10% of that.
and then now they're going up a little more. So that's what's called a D6 height variance. So since it's a D variance, we need 5 affirmative votes. So just wanted everyone aware of that. We'll need a motion. Was there any specific conditions, if approved, that we put on this? Obviously you're subject to outside approvals, construction code, weight loads, all that stuff.
Has to be engineered, has to have a sealed engineering drawing.
The construction office is going to require
that, right?
Whatever they require. Anything in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed.
I guess Mr. Cook's last comment. That it would not be enclosed.
It's not enclosed, not enclosed, I'm sure, we'll know that. Basically,
it's not heated as a separate room.
The water itself might be.
Yeah, he knew that it wanted to have water, but
it's not within a heated space.
It's not in a heated space.
Right.
An enclosed space. It's not a room.
Okay. And with that said, we just note this other standard conditions, and we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, a second, please.
Second.
I'm sorry.
Motion, second.
Okay.
Jay Cook?
I abstain.
Raymond Zadina?
I vote in favor of the application. I think that the applicant has made substantial changes from the original proposal last year, and I don't see that there is much negative impact based on what's being proposed.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I do see substantial changes from what was proposed, and I don't see any negative impact to the surrounding area based on the location and the design of what is proposed. And it will be permitted, and the city will oversee the construction, so I don't have a problem with it.
Mike Leeser?
First, I'd like to thank Bill for spending so much time explaining everything. I may not have agreed with everything he said, but there were some things in there that made valid points. I think that John did a great job explaining everything, the visual, how it was not going to affect the surrounding area, and the fact that Bill pointed out this was a special building granted in an R1 zone. This is an exceptional building that's been maintained by this owner for over the years. The camera system means nothing. The landscaping density means nothing. What they did is, I think, proved a point for me to say yes.
Peter Taco?
I will vote in favor of the application. I believe that the applicant has met the both negative and positive criteria necessary.
Rick Gaskell?
I vote yes for reasons already stated.
Wendy Bartlett?
I'll vote in favor of it. I do think it's the same application. It's still the same use, but I wasn't against it the first time. I appreciate the engineering. I was concerned about the winds. Can you answer my question?
Thank you very much.
You have been approved.
John, okay. I take it back about the other application. Okay. Because
my God. Already hurt.
You're going right to Robinson.